Following Dr. Tripathi's comments, I asked the group to discuss where we are now with the clinical use of bevacizumab in breast cancer.
Putting cost and reimbursement issues aside, do we have the data right now to justify utilizing bevacizumab as first-line therapy for metastatic disease? Hope, what are your thoughts? How much of an advance do you think the 2100 trial is?
I think it's a significant advance. Having participated in the initial capecitabine bevacizumab trial and also having used bevacizumab in a variety of clinical research settings, we've been convinced for a long time that it has clinical benefit. The issue is trying to use the drug in the best way clinically. I think that when we can treat patients who are not heavily pretreated and see a marked improvement in response and time to progression, that what we have seen in previous models is that even in the absence of finding a specific target and identifying the appropriate population to treat, that if we move that treatment into the adjuvant setting, that we can see even a greater benefit. So that I think there are two areas that are important from E2100. One is that we can help potentially patients in the metastatic setting in first line in combination with the taxane. And second is that this allowed us to move bevacizumab into the early adjuvant setting, and particularly in the neoadjuvant setting, it potentially gives us the ability to identify the patient population most likely to benefit, which is really the critical issue with the use of these antiangiogenic agents.